USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is indicating a run at the presidency may be forthcoming. At an event on Sunday, Scott teased that he'll have a major announcement on May 22nd.
It's time for us to be proud to be Americans and proud of our president.
This comes after Scott, the only black Republican in the Senate, recently launched a presidential exploratory committee. A White House run would make Scott the latest contender for the GOP nomination, joining a list that includes former President Trump and former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley. The trial resumes on Monday for members of the Proud Boys for their role in the January 6th Capitol riots.
Five members of the white nationalist group are facing numerous charges, including seditious conspiracy for allegedly plotting to overthrow the government. Prosecutors for the federal government say the Proud Boys saw themselves as Trump's army and were looking for violence. But their defense lawyers argue what happened at the Capitol was not planned and that a conviction would criminalize political protests. I'm John Schaefer.
Also resuming on Monday, the civil trial involving Trump, writer E. Jean Carroll testified last week in a New York courtroom, saying that Trump raped her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 1990s. She was cross-examined by Trump's lawyer, who grilled her about why she didn't scream during the alleged assault. The two-year-old daughter of Tampa Bay Buccaneers All-Pro pass rusher Shaq Barrett drowned on Sunday at their home, according to Tampa police. The team released a statement saying, quote, "The tragic news is heartbreaking for all members of the Buccaneers family." Michael J. Fox is opening up about his battle with Parkinson's disease. The 61-year-old actor, who was diagnosed at age 29, told CBS Sunday Morning he doesn't think he will make it to his 80th birthday, as it's getting tougher for him each day. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A U.S. Navy ship has arrived in Port Sudan to help evacuate Americans. Staffers at the U.S. Embassy in Khartoum were evacuated by special forces last week, but thousands of other American citizens are still believed to be in the country. Before you do any baking, you might want to check the pantry for flour. Jeremy Scott reports there's a recall.
The FDA says the possible presence of salmonella in several batches of Gold Medal brand flour made by General Mills has prompted a voluntary recall, specifically the 2, 5, and 10-pound bags of bleached and unbleached all-purpose flour with a better-if-used-by date of March 27th or March 28th, 2024 are affected. You're advised to just throw it out. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Golden State Warriors are moving on in the NBA playoffs. The Warriors blew out the Kings 120-100 in Game 7 from Sacramento on Sunday. Steph Curry exploded for a career playoff high 50 points and nailed 7 three-pointers in the victory. It was the best ever scoring performance in a Game 7. They'll face the Lakers in the West semis starting on Tuesday. George Michael got over a million ballots to lead the fan vote for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Voting ended Friday for rock fans to choose their favorite to be inducted this year. Cyndi Lauper came in second with just over 900,000 votes, followed by the late Warren Zevon. This year's inductees will be announced in May. The Super Mario Brothers movie is tops at the box office for a fourth weekend, pulling in $40 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.